Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus?
Everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikhil with Ron, the hyper one. And that boy Del Sean, upside down double, you A to the Y, S, we the best. Yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radios flies in the old wagon set. Like you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into and we throw the come through and we can show you we support that local online radio, independent everything.
What that is. Yes, you guys are in line for another exciting episode of Independent Everything, where we discuss everything that has to do with, the world at large, but specifically, the entertainment industry and all things that that encompasses. We have a very special show on deck for you this evening. We have with us live with the ladies of Real Nail Queens International. Now, Yanni Williams is the president and founder of Real Nail Queens International. On her journey, she has met several inspirational influential people that have helped direct the current path that she is now on. Her intentions were never to grow her nails to extreme lengths. However, now that they are part of her, which makes it very hard to trim or cut them, growing her nails to an extreme length became a passion as she sought out people that were like-minded or shared her passion. She saw Lena Cole on various talk shows, but later met Lena through Herb Lasker, who was a promoter and himself had a nail fetish. He introduced Johnny to many of the record holders with the long toenails as well as fingernails. This opened up a lot of new avenues for Johnny in ways of public appearances. One of the goals that Yanni has set for herself is to have a reality show that would depict how normal women that have long nails truly are. There are so many stereotypes and stigmatas, even discrimination that is associated with women that have extreme length nails, and Yanni would like to see those barriers broken. To assist with her endeavor, she started a Real Nails Queens International group in February of 2015. The members are Lena Cole, Nicole Waters, Letitia Hargett, and Edith Graham. Each and every lady's nails are unique in their own way. The ladies in the group are mothers, wives, entrepreneurs, whom all grow nails to extreme lengths. To have a reality show will open up new platforms that will help to address discrimination and bullying, which are topics that Yanni has experienced all too well and are very close to her heart. Yanni is looking forward to working and establishing her group and making her mark not only in the entertainment field, but also society and how women with long nails are viewed. I am very, very familiar with at least one of the members, Miss Edith Graham, as I was explaining to the ladies when we were talking in the green room a moment ago, has assisted me with vocals on several tracks. I think Love Soul probably being the most familiar or popular of those tracks. What's going on, Edith?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, sweetheart, how are you? Long time no talk to.
I know, but as you can see, I've been very busy.
Yes, I can see. We also have the other ladies that are part of Real Nail Queens International here with us as well. As a matter of fact, we have all of the ladies here online with us, and we're going to get a chance to talk hopefully to each and every one of them. Let's start with Yanni. And I do want to apologize. My co-hosts are both absent today. Nakia had a previous engagement in the SC, and I can't tell you where Del Sean is, but he may pop in here in a moment. Yanni, I know that having been having dealt with Edith, I know that there can be some prejudices and some stigmatas in regards to these long nails. I mean, the first time I saw them, I was like, well, I'm a hybrid. So, you know, things like that kind of turned me on. But you know, if you're not, I guess, don't have the right mindset, it could be kind of a shock to you the first time you see something like that. Tell me about this, you know, the bullying aspect or the discrimination that you've experienced in regards to your craft with the nails?
Well, the bullying aspect of it is, you know, you may go out in public and you get all kinds of comments, not directly in your face, of course, but, you know, they may frown on it, or, and then sometimes it is in your face. Someone may say something as to, well, why do you grow your nails like that? Or, I wouldn't eat behind you, or it's just different things. And I'm like, well, who said I want to cook for you in the beginning?
Right,
cause I
right. Have who
to
me. Behind me? Where you come from with that? I know. I'd be like, excuse me? But, and so have you actually experienced some bullying behind your nails?
I have, yes. Sometimes I go listen to live music, and I was in this nightclub one night, and I always have someone with me, and they kind of look out for me because of my nails, you know, and the looks and people treat me. It was probably about four or five young ladies, and they were just staring at me, and then all of a sudden they came over close to me, and they were trying to bump into me, but my little friends, they got in front of me, and they all noticed it, so... We kind of put that to a halt, like, real quick. But it does happen. It happens to all of us.
Well, bump into you, what, to break your nails or what?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I done heard everything now. I guess, and I heard when I asked the question about the bullying, who was that, Nicole, that said I have?
I don't know. We all experience that.
Oh, really? Okay, let's talk to Lena. Lena, I want to ask you, what's been the, I guess, you know, we talked a little bit about the negative. Let's talk about the positive. What's been the highlight of, you know, your experience being, even if it doesn't have to do with being, you know, part of the Ladies of Real Nail Queens, what's been the highlight? I know you have to have some positive feedback from this thing, too, as well. So, Let me ask you, Lena, what's been the highlight of being, you know, having this nail thing, you know, with you? And I've seen all of you guys' pictures, and I'm not sure which one is the one, but one of you got some long.
That would be our president, Miss Johnny.
Oh, that's Yanni. Okay. All right, Lena. What's been the highlight of having you know, this particular aspect of your being the long nails? Has it been highlights for you?
Yes, there has. It's very positive. I get very few negative comments. I get mostly people that are so curious about them. The shape and the length, they usually kind of rise their curiosity. I have a lot of women and men, for that matter, that approach me. And the first thing they say to me is they're just amazed how long they are. And then the next thing they usually always say is they're beautiful. I get that comment a lot, that they actually think they're beautiful. And a lot of it probably has to do with a lot of the nail art that I have on them, that I display on them on a regular basis. Crystals, anything that bling. I'm a bling kind of girl. So that's pretty much the highlight, the fascination when they come up to me actually comment.
And you be blinging with yours. I like that.
Lots of bling.
Nicole, you, I guess, are you the newest member? Is that correct, or is Edith the newest member?
No, we all pretty much started at the same time. None of us are new.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Then Nicole, tell me about, you know, maybe some of your experiences, good or bad, in being part of the Ladies of Real Nail Queens International, and then just having, you know, having grown these nails. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, what was your inspiration for allowing your nails to grow to the lengths that they
are? My inspiration was because my grandmother. When my grandmother passed away, she wanted me to polish her nails, and I was afraid, actually. So when she passed away, I just started growing my nails. My nails have always been long. My mother used to always cut them. But my passion was to just grow them and see how long I can go. But for some reason, I used to cut them every 3 years. But this is the longest I ever let them go consistently. And some of the highlights are, you know, just meeting people, just like Lena said, and people are, you know, they're curious as to, you know, how we do things. And people are so amazed. And they're like, oh, my gosh, they're so pretty. And then, you know, I'm a licensed nail technician, so when they see my nails looking so pretty and I tell them that I've done them myself, they want to come. They want to come and get their nails done by me. So we get a lot of negative feedback as well as positive, but I love them. And I just want to let people know that it's okay to be you and be different.
Real talk. Okay, now, since we're with Nicole, we'll start with Nicole. We'll go to Leticia and Edith and back around to Yanni and Lena. I want to ask, starting with Nicole, how long have you been growing, I guess, the longest nail that you have? How long has it taken you to get that nail that long? And is there a measurement, or how do you guys assess your nails? Tell me.
Well,
we
measure them.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We do measure them. Mine are the least longest. I've been growing mine for 8 years, and the last time I measured them, they were like a little over 12 inches.
12 inches, and it took you 8 years to get to 12 inches?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Leticia, what is your length, and what time frame has it taken you to grow yours to that length?
Leticia is actually not on
here. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Leticia's here today.
Wait a minute, I had two people. I still didn't get it. Say it again.
Leticia's no longer with us right now.
Okay. I've got four callers, though. Who all do I have? I've got, okay, well, let's go to Edith.
Well,
Edith. Huh?
It's four of us. It is four of us. You have Yanni, you have Nicole, you have Lena and Edith.
Okay, all right. So I'm having math problems here, I guess. Okay, let's go to Edith then. Edith, your longest nail, and how long is it taking you to get it to that length?
It's been 14 years. They were always long, like Nicole and the rest of the ladies. But I do believe, by mine being so curly, it's sort of hard to measure. But I think the last time Yanni and I tried to measure, they were the longest nail was almost 23 inches, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I think it was 22, and they've grown a little bit since then. That was a couple of months ago, because they do grow fast. It's almost like the longer they get, the faster they grow.
Okay, and how long is it taking you to get the 22 inches plus?
It's been 14 years.
14 years, okay. All right, and let's did I get Nicole? I got Nicole. Let's talk to Yanni, and then we'll go to Lena and get her measurement. Yanni, how long is your longest measurement, and how long is it taking you to get that?
My longest measurement is about 26 inches long. I've been growing them at 20 years, probably a little more. I just stopped counting at 20 years, but they range from 18 to 26 inches long right now.
I kind of feel like a pervert, because it's like I'm asking you for your length in the years. It's kind of weird, but I keep getting these throwbacks to, you know, to other subjects that you would ask such questions of. But I'm gonna be okay. And Lena, how long is your longest, and how long has it taken you?
I have been growing my nails for now over 35 years.
Oh my goodness!
Over the years, I have cut my nails, and so they would be much longer if I had not cut them. But right now, my shortest is 17, and my longest is now measuring about 21 inches. And that's my thumbnail on my left hand, which was the very first thumbnail that I decided to grow before I started growing the other nine.
Okay, and what you guys, I know y'all talk about this, because it's not something that you see or privy to every day. I guess what is the one congruent strand between you guys that you can all agree upon as to how you got to this point? I think Nicole talk about the reasons or grandmother and things like that, but there has to be a common strand in regards to this. Do you guys find a commonality between you that you've discussed and found that it's common? It's a common feeling or whatever that is brought you to brought you to the point where you are part of Ladies of Real Nail Queens International. And I think it's so neat that Yanni, that you sought out these other ladies and formed this group. And I'm just wondering, is there a common thread between you that you guys feel or have discussed and all agree upon as to, you know, what motivates you to continue, you know, to grow your nails and display them. Let's start with Yanni.
To motivate, well, I'm just going to say this. I was motivated by my mother also. When I was a little girl, my mother grew her nails, nothing to this extreme, though, but I've always been into the nails. And they're just, you know, they're sexy, and they make us feel sexy, and it's just different. I like to be different. I don't like to be like everybody else. But once they start growing, you know, you never have intentions of them growing to this length. I know I didn't. I didn't have intentions of growing to this extreme. But now that they're here, I can't cut them. But I think we all kind of feel that same way. And it's just, it becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of your lifestyle. So it's not easy for us just to get rid of them. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Well, you probably don't know. You're not a female. But
I do. I really can identify with that aspect. That once, I mean, it's like part of you. And, you know, I guess it's, and I thank you for touching on the fact that you do think that they are sexy. They're sexy to you. And there, I'm sure there are a bunch of fetishes out there have nail fetishes. Yeah, and I was reading here about Herb Lasker, and, you know, as a male, I assume that when he says he had a nail fetish, he didn't grow his nails like that, but he had a fetish for women that had them, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was curious there for a minute. But okay. Go ahead.
It's Edith. It's a bit of an art form. It's very artsy. You can paint them. You can decorate them. It's how to wear them. It's almost like a state of mind or a mood. It becomes almost a trademark of who you are and what you represent, because it really is about simply being you.
Yeah, yeah. And I can see how, you know, like I say, me and Edith, we go way back. And the first time I saw her nails, again, I'm a hybrid and she's a hybrid. And so it was natural for us to be attractive to me. But I like the fact that Yanni touched on the fact that it does make her feel sexy. Are you, or all four of you guys, are y'all married or with a significant other? Because I want to ask about that as well. Let's start with Edith.
I am now. And it's very recent, and he's someone who greatly appreciates them, and for him, they're very artsy.
So you're cheating on me. That's why I started with you. I want to see if you're cheating on me. So you're cheating on me. Okay. I got you on national radio, international, global radio, and you admitted that you are cheating on me. That's all I wanted to know. Okay. Okay.
So busy getting your business and everything together. I just, you know, it's you know, you're always, you're my heart.
Yeah.
You know how that,
Yanni, you married or with a significant other, and how does that individual feel about the nails as well?
Well, I'm not married. I was married for 24 years, but I'm divorced now for 2 years, so I'm just waiting for my Mr. Boaz right now. So I'm not married, but my ex-husband, he loved my nails. So I didn't have any problem with him with my nails. A lot of people think that I'm separate, divorced because of my nails, but that's the farthest from the truth.
Farthest from the truth. Okay, and Lena?
Yes. I am married, and I have a very supportive husband with my nails. He takes care of them actually with me. He makes sure that they're protected, and he constantly protects them himself, especially when we sleep at night. At the beginning, we used to always break them by turning over on them or something. Now he makes sure they're safely out of the way so he won't turn over them and break them. So he's very supportive of my nails, yes.
And Lena, do you have them on both hands or just one?
I have them on both hands.
Okay, that's good.
And my inspiration was my brother. My brother and I were nail biters growing up. We were chronic nail biters. And my brother went away to the Navy. Yeah, he went to the Navy, and he came back with well-groomed nails. And when I saw that, I still had the stubby, bitten-up nails, and so that inspired me to start growing them. And that's who started me to grow them. It was sort of like in competition of who could stop, who could let their nails grow the longest nails.
Okay. Oh, so your brother grows his as well?
No, he didn't. His was just regular, you know, length that a man would normally wear his nails. But it was a lot longer than what I had because we were both nail biters.
Okay. And Nicole?
Yes, sir. Just like Lena said, my husband is very supportive, and I must say that he absolutely loves them, and for all the reasons that you're thinking. Let me just say that.
Right.
Yeah, I can see Edith did not warn y'all. Don't open them can of worms for me because I'll go there. Okay.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of listeners would like to know that.
Yeah, well, this is a family show, so I'm not going to go there with y'all. I'll get y'all on one of the music video shows and we can get buck wild. We can get buck wild. And again, that was one of the things where Edith is concerned that. That when we were kind of on that path, I was like, "What the hell am I gonna do with these nails?" When you know, so anyway, but she's a professional when it comes to nail handling, you know, around those that may not be yet adaptive. So we never had that issue anyway. But congratulations, Edith, on your new bow.
Thank you very much.
And the rest of the show going to be about me and Yanni. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, man. He's available.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am the only one single.
Okay. Can I say one thing to you?
All of us are in agreement in one thing, and that is that these nails are now our signature. Right, ladies?
Your brand.
Right.
Right.
They are our signature. This is how we are identified. This is our brand. This is our signature. Now, when you go out, anywhere we go, people who know us, all you have to do is just say, do you know Lena? You know Yanni? You know Nicole? You know Edith? And they'll say, the ladies with the long nails? That's our signature.
Yeah, and I've seen that. I've been following Edith. We are connected on several of the social media platforms, so I do follow and get to see you guys when you're with her and she's posting and things like that. And you guys just traveled recently all together for an event, correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that. Nicole, you want to talk to me a little bit about that event?
The event that we went to in Houston was really nice. It was a fashion show / swimwear event, and we got a lot of exposure there and enjoyed the fashion show. Unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to participate in it, but we have another one coming up next month that we'll be partaking in. It was really nice.
Really? Yeah, I saw that. And one of you guys are in Houston, right?
Yes, I'm in Houston, Edith. I mean, Yanni.
Okay, so Yanni's actually in Houston. Okay.
And Edith.
Edith,
we both are.
Oh, yeah.
Edith, when you go to Houston?
Yeah, I'm in Houston now, baby. So I'm a little bit closer to you, maybe.
Wait. My question was, when I don't remember getting you permission to go to Houston. That's how you got with this new bow, because you was out of my realm of influence.
Well, you know.
Okay, so you guys hope to be involved in an upcoming event. Is it going to be a fashion show as well?
A fashion show as well as a photo shoot, yes.
A photo shoot. Okay, and I guess let's go geographics here. How many ladies do you think are part of this unique culture, the nail growing? Do you have any idea how many ladies there are?
Oh,
let's just say in the United States, there's a
lot. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're internationally, United States, they're everywhere. You can't count. It's just, I'm sure it's thousands. It's thousands of ladies with long nails. Ayana and I were recently in a book that was published out of England. And this photographer, he traveled all around the world to find ladies with long, extremely long fingernails. And we came out in the publication. And we were impressed of the women that were all in the book. They were from everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere, different cultures, different backgrounds, different races. You know, it was just a multitude of people there in that book.
So there are other ethnicities and races that do also this way. I, as a matter of fact, I know that there is, God, don't start me a line, but I was going to say there was a something that I read about a particular ethnicity that they it was part of the culture to go for the women to grow their nails like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Japanese.
Okay, Japanese. Yeah. Okay, all right. I knew I'd mm-hmm. read something about it, and it was part. I don't know. Did it have to do with rite of passage or something? Do you remember the particulars of why they were given accolades and they were given a certain, I guess, a position in either in society at large or in the womanhood aspect of society. Because of this, if I'm not mistaken, if memory serves me right, go ahead.
What I've been told by Asians that here in Dallas, when they see my nails, they say, you know, in our country, the women with extremely long nails is an indication of wealth.
I knew it was something like wealth. Affluent. That's what it was. It was
right.
The longer nails,
mm-hmm.
if you were an affluent person in that culture. Okay. So, do you guys feel wealthy?
Yes.
Yes.
All of us do.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Right.
And may I ask this? Because I know Edith, I could probably do a background check on Edith, and probably, I don't know how far I'd have to go back, but she probably has some Oriental in her. What do the rest of you ladies feel like maybe you have some ancestry that maybe comes from the Orient?
People tell me that all the time.
Because I've seen all of you, and you all could very easily have have an Oriental ancestry somewhere in your past, because
you have those
aspects. Isn't that amazing that how down through, through just time and space and everything, that something like that would be something that was passed on to you and you know nothing of it other than the fact that,
right.
you know what I'm saying? So it's innate. It's something that definitely has something to be looked at. It would be an area for you guys to explore as you continue to brand yourself. It would be an area you might want to explore and see just how affluent you guys really, really are. Now, we're down to about 2 minutes, and I have four ladies online. But what I want to do is I want to give you guys this opportunity to allow any potential fans, followers, likers, et cetera, to get the information on how they can connect with you, even if it's just a blow Joe that just wants to be able to watch you guys do your thing as you continue to brand yourself internationally. But I want to give you that opportunity and anything else that you want to express here in the last minute or so as far as, what your goals are, your immediate goals or where you can be, connected with or whatever. So go ahead and do your thing. You guys have the mic. I guess Yanni would probably be the one to go to on this, just to get the information out as far as the ladies of Real Nail Queens International is concerned. You've got the mic, Yanni.
Okay. If anyone wants to see us, they are welcome to go to our website, Real Nails Queens International, at Facebook. We also have Real Nails Queens website, Real Nails Queens Instagram, and we also have our individual pages on Facebook also, and you can go there and see us. And I want to let you know that I was in Ripley's Believe It or Not book also. So I don't know if you're aware of that. Yeah, this year.
No, that's something that definitely the people want to know. So they can go to the Ripley's Believe It or Not and find you under Yanni Williams.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It may say Ayanna. It's probably going to say Ayanna Williams. Yeah,
Ayanna
I had
Williams.
To represent Ripley's this past year. And it's
great.
Been, it was very, very, it was just amusing because I have grandchildren. So if nothing ever happens, which I know will, then my grandchildren can always go back and look in the books and see their grandmother.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure I let the people know, because this show does air on Stitcher. It airs on iTunes. It airs on TuneIn. There's platforms across the entertainment galaxy that this show does show up on, so anybody could come back and and potentially review this and then want to get in touch with you guys in regards to events, et cetera, et cetera. I want them to be able to do that. Real Ladies of Real Nail Queens, that is Q-W-E-E-N-Z International. So I want to make sure you guys are able to spell that correctly. Just go look for them on Facebook, Instagram, and these other places. Ladies, it has been an absolute pleasure. This is one of those days where I wish I had an hour instead of 30 minutes. But, we got the message out, and people will be probably coming to you for different endeavors. And I'm already – my mind's already clicking on how I can certainly exploit what you guys are doing to the benefit of, my labels and my broadcast, the other broadcasts that I produce and present. I'll definitely be in touch. And Miss Edith Graham, with your new boat, I'm gonna reach out to you once again because I got so many things going with the music.
Hey, do that.
And
you have four singers with you with long nails. All four of us.
Wait a minute. Hold on. All four of y'all sing.
All four of y'all sing.
Yeah. Well, there it is then. So we got
opportunities.
Yeah. I should tell you, I'm serious. Nothing stops me when it comes to, getting this music thing done. And I'll definitely be in touch. And I want to maybe consider that aspect, put something together for you guys. Maybe an album, maybe an EP, something to represent your brand, even in the entertainment industry,
awesome.
Even further.
Love it.
You've been privy to another episode of Independent Everything. I am Franz, the Hybrid One, your host, the executive for Metal to Music Records, and the presenter of all things Hybrid Radio via the Spreaker Network and allthingsfranz.com radio via Ustream. Please tune in today, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, until on the Spreaker Network. It is called All Things Hybrid Radio with your host, Nerve DJ Franz, the Hybrid One. And I also want to let you know that the new Miss B is available. It's called The Best That I Got, and also Voice of True Go-Getters, Voice in the Lion's Den, Volume 7. And look for Young Fallen Angels, Hybrid Angel, coming tomorrow. His album is scheduled to be released tomorrow, along with a plethora of singles from Metal to Music Records, and the new imprint label is going live in a couple of days. You guys get ready for that. As a matter of fact, that's what I was going to say. We just inked a deal with Universal Music Group, and we've got a new imprint sub-label with them that I'm looking to fill a roster with. You guys might just be the first ones on that ticket. Real talk?
Awesome.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Thank you,
ladies, so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
It was our pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank
real talk.
You
we'll
so much for having us.
We'll get a chance to do this again, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do some music and have you on both those other platforms as well in the very near future.
Awesome.
For Independent Everything, for Nakia Qualis, the Hybrid Queen, for Delshawn Mays of the Bars Crew, my co-host. This has been another fantastic episode of Independent Everything, and you guys know what it is. Do it independent. Do it like everything. Love, peace, and hair grease.